The Pentagon has told active duty and guard and reserve forces in Iraq that they can expect to serve in the region for as long as 12 months. We asked Slate senior editor Andy Bowers to look into how that compares with tours of duty in some past conflicts. Here's his explainer.
Comparing tours of duty can be tricky. There's a lot of variation, even within the same conflict. The answer can change depending on branch of service, rank, whether someone was drafted, or even which point in the war we're talking about. With all those caveats in mind, here are some generalizations. For U.S. forces serving in the ongoing peacekeeping missions in the Balkans and Sinai, there's a 6-month rotation policy. During the Vietnam War, a drafted soldier could expect to spend about 6 months in training and then 12 months in theater, as the saying goes. Then he would return to the States for several months before being discharged. Naturally, as in any conflict, serious injury could get you returned sooner. During World War II, things were more complicated. In general, the millions of men drafted were expected to serve, in the vernacular of the day, for the duration. However, air crews could return to the States after a set number of combat missions. And once Germany was defeated, which soldiers got to go home first was determined by a system of points awarded for various hardships and honors. For example, they got 1 point for each month in the service, 5 points for taking part in certain campaigns, and 12 points for each child under 18, with a limit of 3 children. In the European theater, 85 points meant you were technically able to go home rather than be shipped off to keep fighting the Japanese. And when the Civil War began, President Lincoln's initial call for 75,000 militia troops showed how optimistic he was that the conflict would be over quickly. The enlistment period was for 3 months. Congress later instituted a draft for 3-year enlistments.
Slate senior editor Andy Bowers, this is Day to Day from NPR News.